Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
I don't know why you think that
here we are.
Could...
Oh, Michael Bublé going down. Yes, Michelle, hello.
I was going to say something, but it sounded wrong.
Michelle, hello.
Hello. You know that song always starts us off with chaos.
It does. You said that we should just be friends. Well, I know, I thought I was choking there. I've not even put a sweet in my mouth. And of course, we've got your daughter, Ellie. Hello, Ellie.
Hello.
Hello. Proving that any age, you can do mindfulness and well-being. Shall I put Boobly up again for a second?
Baby,
I'm going to bring it down. Right, here we go. So what have you got today for us, Michelle? You've told me to bring in some, like, colourful sweets, so...
You did a really good job. Right, so, we're going to do some more mindfulness. Just like last week we did mindfulness with the chocolate, this week we're going to do mindfulness with the sweets. And I've got some fun facts for you as well. I took a page out of your book, Joe. So we were talking about mindfulness, and actually, funny enough, ties into your hobbies poll. So at the end of 2023, so this December, a study came out, or a poll came out, and it's estimated that 8.29 million people in the UK practice meditation. And
sorry, how many did you say?
8.29 million people
really?
In the UK. Yeah. Wow. So they say about 15% of the population.
That's
now,
huge.
Which is good. Mm. Yeah, I was curious. I wanted to find out since COVID, basically,
totally.
If it's gone up or anything like that. And also other things, studies have found that about mindfulness and meditation can actually help decrease pain. So it can improve your pain threshold in that sense. And I can see it as well, because we talked a bit about it last week about the whole idea of mindfulness and the senses. And are you thinking about that?
I was, because actually the other day it was a national day of belly laughter.
Yeah.
And as the thing came up about that, a fact as well, that actually with laughing, that obviously it reduces stress, you can use it as a painkiller, and there's actually yoga classes now that have laughing. So it's all connected. You see, we're connected. See, we're connected, Ellie. You didn't even realise, did you?
Didn't even realise.
Yeah, yeah. So sorry, you know what I'm like. I get something in my head, Michelle, when I go
That's
with
fine.
It. Carry on.
I was laughing because if you
down.
Came to my yoga classes, we laugh all the time. Yeah. I'm just a regular jokester. I am. And then I have another one about emotions. So I gave you a song request. I haven't told you what we're exactly doing today, but I'll tell you right now, we're talking about emotions and feelings. And emotions can last from less than a second to several minutes, with your sad emotions affecting you for longer than positive ones.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then actually something I learned when I was a school teacher is you actually remember things more if you find it funny.
No, that's true. Yeah. Or sing along to it. That's brilliant.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Exactly. And Allie used to come to my yoga club when I taught school. So that's how I had her hooked.
And did that help, Allie?
It wasn't a calm class, was it?
Was not.
No, it was children's yoga is completely the opposite. Yeah. It is honestly, when I say chaos, it is chaos. But it's good. It was good fun and the kids enjoyed it.
Yeah. Go on, Em.
So I know some people are dying for this activity because I did put it on social media. Have your sweets ready.
Yeah, I'll come.
So if everyone's got their sweets, so normally I would say pick out a sweet. So let's go with Allie. Allie, pick out a sweet out of our little bag.
It feels like a magic trick, doesn't it? Pick a card, any card.
Any card. Pick a color, come on. Right, so Allie's picked out a blue sweet. Oh, before you're allowed to eat it, no. I want you to say one thing that made you sad this week. So if you're at home or you're at the office, pick your blue sweet, and I want you to, before you consume it, one thing that made you sad this week.
Well, that's hard. You're putting me on the spot here.
I know, exactly. That's what happens when you come to work.
So what makes you sad?
What has made me sad this week? I missed...
The weather?
The weather has made me really sad.
Yeah, anything. Good. And Joe, is that what made you sad as well?
What made me sad? Yeah, I stepped in a puddle and got really wet. So yeah, that was sad.
So that's it. So now you can eat your blue candy.
Yes! Yes!
Right, so let's pick another color. Good. So yellow... One thing, Joe, what made you excited this week?
excited. Well, obviously Thursdays always do for when you arrive, Michelle. I had to say that because I'm hoping to get more sweets next week. Excited. Well, I've been asked to an event that I always love, meeting some wonderful people in the community. So I'm looking forward to that. So that made me excited this week. Yeah, you've actually made me think of that, which I has been at the back of my mind for a while. Yeah, so there you go.
Ali?
I get to eat a sweet now.
That's it. Excited that you got to come on the radio?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So let's go for green.
Okay. So if you're at home and you're joining in and you haven't got a green one, you can...
Pick another color.
Pick another color. Yeah. It doesn't really matter.
We're going to go for angry. What's one thing that made you angry this week?
Angry. Well, we're not going down the politics route, but there was a lot going on. Yeah. Let me just say that, yes. Yeah. Ali, what made you angry today or this week?
I'm not sure. I know what it was.
Go on then.
Your English lesson yesterday.
There you go.
All right, and next one, red. So if you have a red one at home or in the office, if you pick your red one before you consume it, what is one thing that made you happy this week, Joe?
Happy. Oh, always makes me happy are my little doggies. Every time I go home and see their little faces, I say, yay, makes me happy.
Yeah. Rocket makes us happy too.
Yeah.
He's not very happy though. I groomed him this week. He's been giving unhappy. I've shaved his beard and he looks like a like he needs to be ID'd again.
Oh, bless.
He looks like a puppy.
Bless. Oh, ID'd again. So what made
you happy, Ali?
I got an order from Amazon finally.
got an order from a delivery service. There's many delivery services around in the
you got UK. Your book set.
So was good. I got the book set.
Brilliant stuff. Was, like,
really
yeah.
cheap compared to the one in store.
Nice good. One.
And then the final one, if pick another color that you haven't picked. So I've got your purple or brown or something like
I'm
that.
I'm going for a white one.
All right.
Okay. I'm going for
all
a white
right,
one.
Joe. Something you were proud of this week.
There is something, but I don't want to come across as too narcissistic, so I'm not going to say
what it is. But that's what being proud is. It's good to pat yourself on the back.
Not always to share something. But yes, other things I've been proud of. Had my eyes test and I don't need any...
you don't need
not change.
You don't need a stronger prescription.
I'm very proud that I don't need a stronger prescription. That's there we go. I'm going to go with that one. Yes.
Ali, what are you proud of?
Thank you for picking me a second. I finally picked something in my head. I got something higher than my expected grade in a statistics test, which I do not like.
Excellent. Well done you. So you can do this at home. You can do it on a daily basis if you wanted to. You can pick your multi-sweets. We can put this little task, maybe we'll put it on the website so that people can remember, especially if they're catching up.
Sure.
Just every time, that mindfulness idea that every time, instead of just gobbling down your packet of sweets, stop, think. It could be daily, it could be one thing in the day that made you happy or over the week.
Yeah, that's great. And obviously, if you've got your favourite sweets elsewhere as well, you don't have to choose the colours, obviously, that Michelle did just there. You can choose your own colours as
exactly.
well. So it's the point of actually physically getting something out. It takes time looking at it, finding the color you want, and then by the time you've done that, you're already thinking about what it is, whether what makes you happy, what makes you sad. So it's already taking, it's little tricks that you're taking time out of.
For you, that excited, that thing again,
the event that's coming up that I I've not forgotten about, but it's not always at the forefront of your mind, but it suddenly makes you smile.
Exactly.
Which is brilliant. Yes,
that's it.
So as usual, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For that. Ali, thank you as well, Ali. It's been a joy. You'll have to come in again. All right. Bring some more sweets as well. All right. But what song have you chosen today?
Well, I've chosen Happy by Will Ferrell.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.